Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So a big headline in the British Guardian newspaper this morning says U.S. officials have expressed deep unease about security at the upcoming Olympic Games and have decided to send up to 1,000 FBI agents, including 1,000 agents, including 500 from the FBI, to provide so-called extra protection for U.S. contestants and diplomats. Joining us is Gordon Carrera, BBC security correspondent in London. Gordon, how does a government say it's going to send 500 FBI agents, even the United States? And does the British government simply have to say, yeah, you're right, bring them over?
Well, everyone knows the Olympics are a special case, if you like. And I think the realization of just how difficult Olympic security is dawning on a lot of people here. The number of different parties who are involved, whether you're talking about the organizing committee, the International Olympic Committee, you're talking about the private sponsors who are even involved in the security, you're talking about the police, the army, and then you have other countries who are worried about protecting their athletes and VIPs. And of course, the United States is at the foremost of worrying about its athletes. And it's a particular worry because even though the terrorist threat level has been reduced in the UK, it's still being described as what you might call a high threat environment, and the first time the Olympics have been held in a high threat environment. So for that reason, there's always international teams, and the US always sends teams to Olympics, but I think in this case it is slightly different, and there is just that little bit of extra concern over London. And I think managing this huge security operation is certainly going to be complex, and there's certainly going to be issues between different countries and some of those different partners behind the scenes. And I think we're starting to get a glimpse of that now, although I should say officials I've spoken to say there hasn't been some big row with the United States, that the US always has been interested in the security plans, has always wanted to see them, has always made clear it will send teams to protect its own athletes.
So in a sense, you're disputing in a way the Guardian's contention that there's some serious dispute going on here. And please elaborate if you would, but let me ask you this. Is there something unique about London that causes these security concerns, or is it merely the timing of the games?
I think there is something unique about London. I think that's why the US is taking more concerns. That if you compare to, say, the terrorist threat in Beijing, is much more limited compared to London. And I think also where it is in London. I mean, it's in a part of London where someone once told me if you were to do a kind of heat map of where some of the people that the authorities were most worried about, you'd find a hot spot right near where the Olympic Stadium is. And so there is no doubt that there is a little bit more worry about London, even though, as I said, the overall context is that the terrorist threat seems to be declining. And so because of that, definitely there is an added edge of concern from the United States, and no doubt they are taking a close interest. They've opened up a big office here in London, separate from the embassy physically, but reporting to the ambassador, which deals specifically with Olympic security. And there is a lot of people from Washington who are taking a big interest in it. So in that sense, there are bound to be disagreements. I'm just not sure whether there's been a huge bust-up yet.
All right. That's Gordon Carrera, BBC security correspondent in London, talking about the Guardian report this morning that says U.S. officials have expressed some unease about security aspects of the upcoming Olympic Games and has decided to send about 1,000 agents, including 500 from the FBI, to provide extra protection for contestants and diplomats. Gordon, thanks so much.
Thank you.